Okay, shall we begin?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. So, thank you for joining the call. So, today's agenda is, I haven't sent it yet, but I'm sorry. Today we're going to discuss about the draft proposals of rules and procedures of the CCNSO. So, first of all, have we got any public comment to our draft proposal for the bylaws change?
I checked this morning and we don't have any comments yet, and I've noted, say Gabby sent a note to the list that say the comment period will close on the 15th.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, no comments yet.
Okay.
So, say, unless we have comments, I think, say, the next step will be to finalize the document and maybe tidying it up a bit. And then, I think the work of this working group is done. And then you submit it to the issue manager to be included in the final report of the IDP.
Yes, thank you, yeah. Okay, either I haven't saw any comments or I haven't heard from anyone about the comments. So let's wait for another 12 hours? No.
No, we can have...
Good, one week.
Say the comment period is open until the 15th of December.
Yes. So 1 week, okay.
Yeah, one more week. So... we'll see what happens.
Okay. So,
yes, Hiro?
Okay, so in the meantime, we are going to discuss about the rules and procedures.
Yeah, or the rules and guidelines, yes.
Okay, thank you, Bart, for sending out the revised version of the rules and guidelines. So, I think today we discuss about the topic on the quorum first, and then go through the document again. How about this procedure for today's call?
Yes.
Is it okay?
Hiro, may I add one, and that's probably principal to the whole rules and guidelines, is, and that's in my email as well, is if you look at the voting that is included, especially in the rules document, there is, again, some of the voting is more to initiate processes and to start discussions. And in other parts, it's more a formal voting, especially in some of the guidelines. For instance, for example, the election of councillors. And, say, one of the questions I think for the working group is whether the distinction the working group made in the draft final report should be reflected in these documents as well, because then... say only in the instances of formal voting, real formal voting, then we the rules and guidelines need to be reflect the proposed changes. In other cases, the working group can suggest whatever it wants in a way.
Yes. So
can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yes?
Paolo.
Yes, please.
What we decide on items like voting in rules and procedures need to be in line with decisions in the main report, is it? That's what I was thinking.
Yes, they need to be. But...
Okay.
if you look at the main report, we made, say, with regard to decision making and voting in particular, the working group adopted a view that, say, it's only, say, for council elections and, say, the finalization of a PDP where we have either one vote per territory or one vote per member that is still open. But, say, the majority voted was in favor of one vote per territory. And so the question with regard to rules and guidelines is whether, because there are more instances of voting, whether we want to limit what's in the rules and guidelines to these formal votings and be a little bit more relaxed in other cases.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, say, the rules and guidelines, all the guidelines and all the rules, in effect, they are internal documents for the CCNSO. They say, at least that my view is, they should not contradict the bylaws, but they can take where the bylaws do not take a particular view, or there is no view expressed in the bylaws, they can be, whatever the CCNSO wants them to be.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Yes, I have a question. This is Siavash.
Yes,
I don't know whether this is really reflects my lack of knowledge, whether this is a case of formal voting or not. I know that 10 people can initiate a PDP.
Yeah.
Now, the question is whether to actually carry out the PDP you need a formal vote or not. Because this involves some expenditures for ICANN, of course.
So the formal voting, to say, the process is members can request a issue report. That's one. Based on the issue report and other stuff, the CCNSO Council decides whether or not to conduct a PDP.
Okay, so it's the council that...
Okay,
I see. Okay, so that clarifies things.
Yeah, and so therefore you see it's more that, say, to reflect, say, going back to the discussions in the early days when the CCNSO was created, it was done to, the threshold shouldn't be too high to initiate one. To start one, in the sense of if there is an issue with 10 members, the CCNSO should look into it.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay, if no other questions, so first, we are going to talk about the formalism or the pragmatism, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you have any other preference on that? So for me, it's actually, in any case, 15% or 25% is unrealistic, so there should be a online voting, the online discussion. So to be realistic, we should be we should choose pragmatism than formalism. So may I have your views?
Hiro, just a question for clarification. Are you talking about Section 3 of the rules?
Maybe yes.
That's about the 50% of total membership should be
right. Yeah.
In a room, yeah.
Maybe I'm lost.
I'm a little confused. This is yours. In section 3.3, under issue, board says to date 62 or more members, and then the next line says to date 123. Now, which is correct, or do we refer to different things here?
It referred to 50% of the membership is to date 62 or more members.
Oh, I see. That 62 is 50% of the membership.
Yeah.
And you're saying that very often, most often, this is not what the numbers you get.
Yeah. To take an example,
okay.
Gabby?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people on average, or how many different CGTOBs on average attend CCNSO meetings, ICANN CCNSO meetings?
We normally, based on the papers that we ask them to fill in, it's about 50 to 55.
So that means...
It depends on what country, but let's say between 50 and 60.
Between 50 and 60 different CCTLDs?
Yes.
Yeah, so that means effectively that depending a bit on the accessibility of the meeting itself, that we never reach the threshold. So
no.
That means that ICANN meetings, the CCNSO, just by their rules, can never make a decision.
And many of them are also non-CCNSO members, so...
Yeah. So that's a bit of a weird situation, I would say. Say this is when you start using percentages.
So a formal voting would almost never take place, right? In physical meeting.
It's most of the time by consensus or by showing of hands. Say sometimes when we have these meetings at CCNSO and something needs to be, say, is suggested or whatsoever.
Okay, so this is maybe an area where you have to make a distinction between formal voting and informal voting.
Yes. And on the other hand, say what you say, because voting is one mechanism to measure whether people or CCs are in favor. You can always say, and maybe this is too detailed, but say consensus or consensus building or seeking consensus is not really a voting mechanism.
Right.
But can I follow up again?
Yeah.
The general CCNSO meetings that I had at ICANN, they are not really decision-making forums, are they?
No, but say for CCNSO members, sometimes they seek, say, an idea to move stuff forward. Say, based, my say, and being on, say, Paolo, you've been on the council and Hero as well, so what you see is the council bases its decisions on what is the sense of the room.
That's true.
So if you would use this type of mechanism, it would have to conduct a formal voting.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, we never
okay.
done it. We never done it, as far as I recall.
As far as I recall as well, I've never seen that happen in the general meeting.
So, but maybe that's something, and that's an interesting point for discussion, maybe even at the Costa Rica meeting, is knowing, say, that with the increase of numbers, we know that the season is over, or season is over, face-to-face meetings will never really make it to the threshold.
Right.
So in practical terms, it means that the season is over, physical meetings, face-to-face meetings, would, according to this rule, would not be able to make any decisions.
Correct.
So maybe it's even broader than just the discussion on the inclusion of IDN CCTLDs, and this needs to be revisited in more general terms.
I have a question, Doug.
Yeah?
I remember that some time back, the rule that used to apply was that when council makes a decision, council would wait 7 days just to check if any member raises an objection online or otherwise.
Yeah.
And then that after the 7 days, then the decision of council becomes effective.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's still the case and whether it will need to change when IDN CCTLDs take effect.
You could argue, say that rule is still in the rules, and if you look at it on, it's section 6 of the rules.
Okay.
And you could argue, say, and this is one of the cases where you could argue, is this a formal voting as for the, say, there are two things here. Say, again, the 10% rule kicks in. So 10% of the members, effectively, that means 13 or more members currently. So I think it should be, say, my suggestion would be to limit this to 10 members, as we suggested for the PDP. So that's requesting the vote. And say, for the second issue is, this is, as this is a formal vote, the question is, or you could construe it as a formal vote, like for PDP, because this is heavyweight in the sense of you're really going over as a membership organization. You could overrule the CCNSO Council. Whether this should be one vote per territory or, say, the loose role of every CCTLD, one vote.
Okay, now understood.
So that's probably something, yeah, I don't know what the sense of the three of you is. Do you have any opinion about it, how this one should be structured?
So what is your specific question?
So if you look at, say, we can do two things now, Hiro.
Right.
One is go over the document, because I think the more you look into it, say, the more issues become apparent.
Okay.
That's one. Secondly, is if you look at, say, section 6, what I can do is take you through the document as well, and if you look at the different sections, you can see what type of voting this should be, especially
okay.
The electronic vote, resolutions, and Section 6 on the vote or ratification or veto of council decisions.
Okay. So let's go through the document from the top.
Yeah? Okay, now, if I do this, say, what I've done, if I've listed, in because this is an addition, say, scope of the report is the different sections where the working group identified issues. Mm. So that's with the rules of the CCNSO, the guidelines on the general meetings, guidelines on the CCNSO council elections, and guidelines on the selection of ICANN board members. And if you look at it, they all more or less deal with quorum rule and voting.
Right.
But the quorum rule works out differently at different aspects. So going, I'm now on page, sorry, I haven't included a page numbering. I'm now at section C, rules of the CCNSO.
Yes.
So the first one, we identified was the membership definition. I think because the working group suggested to change the working group or membership definitions in the bylaws, say this one can remain as it is because this directly refers to Section 4 of Article 9, which is the definition of membership. So that's fine. So there is, in a sense, there is no issue, but we've identified it at least. So we have to be, this has an impact on the rules.
Mm.
The second one is the quorum rule we just discussed. The quorum rule is about the CCNSO physical or teleconference meetings of the CCNSO membership. And this is, it can only take valid decisions when 50% or more attends either the physical meeting or the call. Say, and as we just discussed, it's very hard to date to even, at CCNSO meetings, you won't see that number of membership. And with the increased numbers of members, it will be even more difficult to reach this quorum. But I think this is a broader issue than just including the IDN CCTLDs. It will make it even worse. That's one thing, but currently it's already a real issue. So probably this needs to be revisited in more in more general terms and a broader perspective. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Shabbas? Paulos?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Except
yeah.
that, you know, I think reducing it from 50% to 25% is too drastic a step to begin with. Maybe we should just suggest something like moving from 50% to one-third. As a first
yes,
step.
The number is something, or you could say at least 40 members with at least a representation of two members from each geographic region. Maybe fixed numbers is easier.
Yeah, maybe.
But say in more general terms, I think this is just. And maybe we can suggest something, but this is a more broader issue than just the inclusion of IDN CCTLDs.
Let me ask you a question. In case of, you know, when formal voting is necessary, for example, for the seats on ICANN boards,
yeah.
do you always take electronic voting just to make sure enough people vote, or...
No.
Is this ever done in a physical meeting or what?
Gabi, please correct me if I'm wrong. Say, until now, say the only time we had a vote for a board member was the initial round, the first time the CCNSO appointed board members. Afterwards, it has always been done, say, by the nomination and the secondment of just one candidate, so there is no vote. But in case that, it was, say, the first time we did it, there was an electronic vote. So that
Was the decision reached in a physical meeting, or how long did it take to reach that kind of consensus for the, you know, second or third times?
So what happens, and that's the good thing about the process itself, it's say the process itself starts sometime, say, like this year, starts in August, September, with say, the preparations by the CCNSO Council, say, by appointing the, say, the election manager, and then there will be a call for nomination and secondment, and that is public.
Uh-huh.
And so what happens is, depending probably on the candidate, we just saw until, say, except for the first time we did it, we saw only one candidate. But the voting itself can take 2 or 3 weeks. And if there is a standoff of voting, there will be a second round of voting, which will again take some time. But that's an electronic vote. Does this answer your question?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, this is not done within, you know, one physical meeting.
No.
It takes some time to let people, you know, express their opinions.
Yeah, yeah. And what is the weird thing about the selection of board members, this is a voluntary rule. If you look at the bylaws, according to the bylaws, the board member is selected by the CCNSO Council.
I see.
So after the nomination and after the voting of the membership, the CCNSO Council selects the board member.
I see. Okay, that clarifies it.
But Siavash, just to demonstrate this again, for instance, we just had one candidate now, that was Mike Silver, and yet Leslie wanted to have a Q&A session with him during the CCNSO meeting and to see people's reactions, and if they would have many negative reactions, then the council would probably consider whether to select him.
I see, okay. Okay, I think, yeah, I get it now, yeah, okay.
Paulos, you wanted to say something? I think Paulos dropped off. Paulos, are you still there?
Let me check.
Sorry, yes, I was on mute.
Did you want to say something?
Yes, what I thought was that there was a general understanding that every vote that goes through the CCNSO is open to all the members, and so it can only be done electronically online. I think that was my understanding, but there is no fast rule on it.
No.
And also that the duration of the election procedure is always negotiable at every election, so it is set. It is not actually set in stone. It's set after some deliberation.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why you see in all these guidelines. There needs to be a timeline.
True, that is true.
So, going back to the quorum, what I'll do is I'll include the suggestion to make this, that this needs to be a broader discussion.
Right.
That's on section number 3. Mm-hmm. Because it's already an issue that nothing to do with the inclusion of IDN CCTLDs. It's independent of the inclusion of IDN CCTLDs.
Yes. I have a question. At this moment, our main report says that if one organization manages ASCII CCTLD and IDN CCTLDs,
yeah.
or for example, 9 IDN CCTLDs, so they are logically different members, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's operated by one. So
yeah.
If we lower the number, the ratio from 50% to something, for example, 25, so maybe small number of organizations can manage or can dominate the voting result, right?
They could if it comes to a voting in at a meeting.
Right. So my personal preference is alternative 1, so to delete the section 3. That means the quorum for physical meeting or online real-time voting.
Okay. Say, but
how is that again? Could you say that again, please?
So I prefer the alternative 1 that Bart wrote.
Where is this now? What page?
And maybe on the third page, on the section of 3, quorum.
Okay. So you prefer which one?
Okay, the draft proposals, rules and guidelines, CCNSO.
Proposal for discussion.
Yeah.
It's on the top of the page.
Alternative, you prefer alternative 1, right?
Yeah, I prefer it.
Section 3,
which means that the quorum for the physical meeting. Because I think that in any way, electronic voting should be conducted.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's my personal opinion.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay. So, can we proceed, Bart?
Yes. But I think, and this is something probably... Say what I'll do is I update this and I include the section. Say this is this needs broader discussion with the CCNSO because it's an overarching issue whether or not IDN CCTLDs are included.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 4. There are no real changes here since the last document.
Okay.
It's this is with regard, say we have the same as say 4.1 is a direct reflection of the bylaws. So whatever we proposed for Annex B of the bylaws, that needs to be included. And again, there is this quorum under 4.2. And you could leave it as it is, I guess. So this
yeah.
is more a, this is not really a formal vote in the sense of as we discussed, say, on the election or even on council resolution. This is a more general voting and of the 50% of the members present.
Mm-hmm.
At a voting. Any questions?
Okay, that's okay.
I have a question.
Yeah? Go ahead, Paul.
In section three on quorum,
yeah,
we have recommended alternative one, which says that we delete that section and that section five provides adequate safeguards.
Yeah.
I was trying to find where the safeguards for the quorum are.
It's in the sense of 10% of the members can ask for a vote. So if there is an issue, if people tend to disagree, it's a matter of checks and balances. Say if there is a minority of those who are not present or those who are present, which want to have an electronic vote, then 10 members could ask for a formal vote. And then you have the whole electronic voting mechanism in place.
Okay.
So this is more after the fact, but it is a safeguard, which, say, it's a trade-off between, say, the safeguards and say the power of the CCTLD membership, and say on one hand and balancing it off with say effectiveness and efficiency. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put...
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. I'll proceed to section 5 now.
Okay.
Electronic vote, this is where we are. So, again, here is 10% of the members, and the suggestion is to make it 10 members, as in the PDP. I think with the current numbers, the 10% of membership is a very, very high threshold already, and which will become higher even with IDN CCTLDs.
Mm.
So, and again, as in order to address, and that's an IDN CCTLD specific rule, is, as you may recall, we proposed in the recommendations that they need to be from different territories in order to avoid that, say, one entity which has say for instance the example of one, or the potential example of one CCTLD, ASCII CCTLD with 9 IDN CCTLDs, would be able to call for a vote if it's the same entity. So then one entity would be able to call for a vote. So that was section 5, the 10 membership. The logistics, with the way we resolved it, the say one vote per territory with appointing emissaries is resolved. So that's then we have the membership or the quorum. Again, this is a bit similar. Depends a bit on the voting. And the type of voting, and maybe the quorum should be remain the same. If we say in general, it really doesn't matter how many. If it's 50% of the members as a quorum, then even one vote per CCTLD would suffice, because as a minimal rule. Then ratification of vote of veto of council decision. Again, this is one of those safeguards. It's 6-3. I think the 10% rule needs to be adjusted because, again, as we discussed, this is becoming over cumbersome, and it's easier. And then the time limit, 7 days, again was a potential issue. And I think if you look at the numbers for majority rules, etc., again this could remain to be the same, 50% of those voting. Mm-hmm. Committees, there's nothing. Change to quorum rules. Again, here is the quorum rule and the transitional issues. That's more, but that's later on in the stage. If you look at the rules, I suggest that we have, when we present something in the Dakar or at the Costa Rica meeting, we turn this into a more general discussion about the rules themselves. So then the working group can continue. The second item, say, regarding the guidelines, was the guidelines of CC&SO general meetings. Again, this is the resolution adopted. This reflects the rules itself, so that needs to be, if the quorum rule is amended at physical meetings, then this should be reflected there as well. So it's a copy from 3.2 of the rules document, so it needs to be aligned with that. A ratification or veto of council decisions. Again, that's a copy of the rules and guidelines. So that needs to be adjusted as well. I'm now at guidelines, CC&SO council election procedures, call for nomination, whatever. Say this is a reflection of Article 9 of the bylaws. We didn't suggest changes, so this could stay as it is. And the election of candidates. This is one of those formal procedures where we suggested changes. So this needs to be aligned with whatever is the outcome for the under the PDP itself. So that's either one vote per territory or another mechanism. And then we go to the guideline selection procedure for ICANN boards, seats 11 and 12. Again, say the qualifications of nominees, which is, that's copied from the bylaws, and the election by the CC&SO members. As we just discussed, say in principle this is a voluntary mechanism, and the way it was done at the time was more or less copying what the CC&SO does with regard to the election of councillors. So, you could argue, whatever we change for the election of councillors should also apply for the election of board members, although it's not really a formal one, but it has an impact, and we should use the same mechanism as for the election of councillors, or propose the same mechanism. I think that about it. at this stage. So to
I have a question.
Yes, please go ahead, Paulos.
Yes, but at the moment, for election of councillors for the CCNSO,
yeah.
Once we, when we have, we don't have IDNCCTLDs, it was automatic that no two councillors would come from the same country.
Yeah.
But with the introduction of IDNCCTLDs, it's quite possible that from one region, two councillors to the council could come from the same region, from the same territory.
In principle, you're right, but at the time, I think the working group agreed, and I think that was by consensus, full consensus, is yes, at the end of the day, it is about the qualifications of people. And it's through the election procedure when you have one, say, based on one vote per territory or one vote per member, but again, say, spreading it, is if a region agrees that these two people qualify, then why shouldn't they be on the council? Because they have the support from the region, especially if you go through a mechanism of one vote per territory. If they are nominated and they are from the same country, but if a region agrees they are the capable people, why shouldn't they be from the same country?
Okay, I didn't realize there was consensus on this. It's just something that worried me a bit.
It's in the sense of, I think we and please correct me if I'm wrong here, Shavas.
Yeah.
We discussed extensively when we discussed the council election procedures under the in the IDN, say, as part of the IDN CCTLD discussion, say, when we discussed the sections in Article 9 of the bylaws.
Yes, we did.
Yes, and you know, at the time, if at the time we had consensus on having one vote one per territory, and in that case, that was enough safeguards for, you know, against what Paulos is mentioning. Now, in case we don't get that, in case we get one member, one vote, then what Paulos is saying has to be revisited, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
And maybe we should include that in the final report as a consequence of the one vote per territory. Or one
right.
vote per...
one member.
Yeah. So
that's
really spelled out in the document, say, what are the consequences of the choices. So that could be included
okay.
in the final report. Agree?
Okay. Yeah.
And I think
agreed.
That, yeah. Okay, so that's it. Say that if you look at the draft agenda I send around, we're now at item 4, and maybe what I should do for the next version is, and to recap what we've been saying, is be more precise about which parts of the rules and guidelines are formal and which are less formal, because there are some consequences to it. So as we've just been discussing the bit about council elections and board elections and a bit about PDP, it could be formal, and you could even say that the vote on the ratification or veto of council decisions is also very formal, in the sense of it also mimics a vote on the outcome of a PDP, because it will have severe consequences. or could have. So maybe that's in the say an update of this version. I'll indicate as a draft what I think are more formal and what are less formal processes, and also indicate that, say, especially the section 3 is a bit is broader than just IDN inclusion of IDN CCTLDs. So needs to have a full discussion by the CCNSO membership.
Yes.
Is that a way forward?
Yes, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's
yes, next, it's okay. Yeah.
So that's next steps regarding rules and guidelines. The next item on the draft agenda was AOB. At least, unless.
Okay. Before we close, can I make a comment?
Yes, please.
Okay, now, I just wanted to say something in favor of maintaining the 10-member or 10-whatever requirement for calling for an issues report. We should not increase that, as you indicated, because with the increasing number of IDNs, I think there's a greater variety of issues.
Yeah.
And it's going to be difficult to get 10 people to, you know, initiate ask for an issues report.
Yeah.
So it seems to me that we should maintain that 10-member or 10-vote, whatever, minimum.
Least,
I mean,
yeah. Because, say if you look at the current rules, it says 10%.
But we should, it seems to me that 10 members should be the right number now.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
So what I'll do is I'll include that as a from this group the consensus that it should be 10 members and not 10% of the membership.
Right.
Yeah. AOB, any other business? No?
Okay, the next meeting?
What I suggest is that, that the secretariat, so we send out a doodle for the end of January sometime.
Yes,
because then
great.
We say, by the 15th, the public comment period is closing, and then we head into seasonal holidays.
Right.
Say when everybody's back, it's by mid-January, and I assume you have other issues to address as well. So let's aim for something the last week, or say one of the two last weeks of January for a next meeting.
Okay. I suppose
that.
Makes
sense.
So
I'll ask. We'll send out a doodle, either say tomorrow or early next week, so we can set a date so everybody's clear on that and can schedule it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. So, any other business? If not, okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.